This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California's campfire, as it's known, the deadliest in state history, and the death toll is rising.
New numbers as we learn at least 42 people have now been killed. DNA experts on scene as some of the people killed in their cars as flames jump roads and highways.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. Fire officials say the campfire is now 30% contained. Two other people were killed in other fires that are still raging in the state of California. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen could be on her way out. The Washington Post is citing White House officials as saying that President Trump is looking to have Nielsen replaced as soon as possible amid his complaints over her record enforcing immigration policy. Co-creator of everything from Spider-Man to the X-Men comic book legend Stan Lee has died at 95. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Democrat Kyrsten Sinema is the winner of Arizona's U.S. Senate race, a race that took almost a week to call after last Tuesday's midterm elections, but Sinema had earned a substantial lead in recent days as the vote counting continued. The Republican candidate Martha McSally posting a video online, conceding and congratulating Sinema on becoming the first woman to represent that state in the U.S. Senate. A veteran police school resource officer kills himself in his office at the high school he works at near Baltimore, Maryland. A police spokeswoman says,
class was in session at the time. According to the video cameras and the video surveillance that we've been able to look at, the officer was alone. He walked down the hallway. He's seen walking into his office alone. He's found in the office alone, so we don't believe that anybody else witnessed this event.
The officer was a 21-year veteran of the police force and a school resource officer for 12 years. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Concerns about a photograph of some high school students in Wisconsin who appear to be giving the Nazi salute. More on the fallout from Bob Haig.
A photo of Baraboo High School senior boys making the salute went viral on social media. Representative Dave Considine dismayed.
But I'm also really saddened that it happened at this time, especially after Veterans Day. Not to forget about the students who have been experiencing bullying across our state and nation.
He's a retired Baraboo High School teacher.
I'm really hopeful that maybe this is the spark that will light a fire under a whole lot of people to make sure this doesn't happen again.
The district has said it's investigating.
Security very tight in New York City, where the trial of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman starts today. The jury has armed escorts, and there are heavily armed federal marshals and bomb-sniffing dogs patrolling the outside of Brooklyn Federal Court. Guzman is reportedly staying at an undisclosed location in Brooklyn during what's expected to be a 4-month-long trial. And there's a report that says Amazon may announce as soon as today that it's chosen two sites for its second headquarters locations. The Wall Street Journal says one will be Crystal City, Virginia, the other New York's Long Island City neighborhood. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. Hello, America. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is the one, the only Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and co-chair of the Project 21 Advisory Board. Mr. Horace, how are you, sir?
Great. It's always a pleasure to come on the program.
I tell you, the honor is ours. I got to tell you, I so appreciate it. And when you are on, Horace, I mean, you are the E.F. Hutton of this radio show. Because when you talk, people stop, they listen, they take notes, they tell me how much they enjoy you. You're very popular on this radio show, by the way.
Well, that's always good to hear. Thank you.
Yeah, I want you to be aware of that. Hey, let's talk Jeff Sessions. Life after Jeff Sessions, the left, their heads are exploding over all this, they believe, because of Matt Whitaker. Matt was on our show as well many times previously. In fact, one of the clear discussions I recall having with him was when James Comey came out and said no reasonable prosecutor would have indicted Hillary Clinton. And I said, you know, and I asked Matt straight up, I go, you're a prosecutor, former prosecutor. Are you reasonable or unreasonable? You know, would you take up the case? He said he couldn't connect the dots on James Comey's statement on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a very, very interesting phenomenon. The way that the conversation has been held is anyone that progressives suspect will not carry out oversight responsibilities at the Department of Justice the way that they wish to, they argue, have some sort of conflict. Now, the House of Representatives has only a tangential influence over the Department of Justice. They don't have a direct influence over the particular personnel development. Now, they have the ability to reduce compensation, they have the ability to control budgeting, and they can call for any number of representatives of the Department of Justice to appear, and they can do so in such a disruptive fashion that you might see some change in activity. But their actual direct ability to control personnel activities and policy activities even is fairly limited. The Constitution contemplated that it would be the president who would set the direction with regard to policy. We have developed a practice that we would have principles of how lawyers operate to be the guidelines for, or the lodestar for who the attorney general is. People are mistaking that lodestar for, in fact, constitutional directives, and that is where they are in error.
Mm-hmm. Well, two things you bring up. First of all, let's talk about the purse strings. In 2019, Nancy Pelosi et al. In the House will have control of the purse strings. They're concerned because of a statement that was made by then Assistant AG to Jeff Sessions when he was on CNN. He made reference that, you know, one possibility of choking off the Mueller investigation is to choke off funds. Well, you know, the Democrats will have control of the budget and some funding there. So how much say in that will they have in terms of making sure that Mueller has, as if he hasn't already spent enough? We've got, what, $17-18 million in counting that they've spent into this investigation that supposedly is going to wrap up by the end of the year, maybe early part of first quarter next year.
So that's a very diffused authority or power on the part of the House of Representatives. They are one part of the bicameral legislative system that our founders created, and any particular funding directive that they would like to see in place would have to be concurred with by the United States Senate, and it would have to then get the signature of the President of the United States. So the idea that just because Nancy Pelosi or even the whoever the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee might be, or whoever will be serving on the Appropriations Committee in the House of Representatives alone will have this say is simply untrue. Now, typically, I used to work on in the House of Representatives. I used to work for the House Majority Leader.
Exactly.
When the House wanted to send a special directive, and they were successful in doing so, what they did was they attached what was called a funding limitation. And those typically operated to say what you cannot do. It is very, very rare to find a funding directive that specifically says you must do. The definition of an appropriation is it is Congress's intent that something take place. But you almost never see something that would say you must build the post office by set day or else. That actually is a very, very rare phenomenon. And so in the case of Matt Whitaker or the Department of Justice, the idea that we are going to see the House direct the Department of Justice to continue funding at a certain level is just a fool's errand as far as that's concerned. The second point about that is we don't know who the actual permanent attorney general is going to be. It's November. Maybe a name will be announced in the next couple of weeks, maybe in the next couple of months. But the truth of the matter is, whoever it is that is ultimately confirmed by the United States Senate, not the House, is ultimately going to be the person responsible if the Mueller investigation is still continuing at this point.
Well, this is a bit of game of chess, and as I said earlier, in fact, I sent out a tweet last week about this, is that the president, after the midterm election results of who was going to be in charge of the House, he needed to increase his firewall. And Jeff Sessions had to go because it's almost, I mean, I know this sounds like Godfather-like, but it's like the president was going to need a wartime consigliere. He was going to need somebody, a real bulldog, to fend off, you know, Maxine Waters and all this other investigating that they said that they weren't going to do because they supposedly, according to Nancy Pelosi, they were going to be more interested in legislating, not investigating. But like so much that comes out of the Democrats' mouths, what they tell you, I mean, they give you a forecast. They really show their hand. When they tell you what they're not going to do, that's exactly what they're going to do. That's what history seems to indicate.
Lawyers in America was Professor Ron Rotunda at Chapman University. Unfortunately, as a result of a minor operation, he lost consciousness and then he died earlier this year. I have known him for some time, and I discussed the recusal of Sessions with him. And it was his view that there simply was no legitimate traditional understanding of how recusals would work that would have included the minor activities that Jeff Sessions had undertaken when he was a senator that would lead him not to be able to handle this. But
Horace, let's do this. I need to pause for just a second. We got to go to break. More from Horace Cooper right after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Horace Cooper is with us. He continues the conversation. We're talking the recusal of Jeff Sessions, which was problematic from day one. The president made it clear, had he known that that's what Jeff Sessions was going to do, he never would have nominated him to be the attorney general, because this really left, Trump administration in a sense open to a blindsided attack, because it was like his wingman went missing, did it not?
As Ron Rotunda explained to me, what ended up happening was a political problem that was created. Once it became apparent that there really wasn't any activity that Jeff Sessions had undertaken that created a conflict, the idea that he would unrecuse himself after having gone through the process would have signaled that his only interest in doing so had nothing to do with the fact that it wasn't a legitimate need, but was instead based on some particular policy issue that he wanted to retake control over. That poor choice has crippled much of the Trump administration, because anything that could tangentially be involved is part of the Russia investigation. And that expanded and that expanded and that expanded, that definition, he didn't play a role in. And right. You need your attorney general not just for the specifics of the Mueller investigation, but every idea of what potentially might be involved and could be considered aspects of the Mueller investigation. The series of indictments that had nothing to do with this campaign election that Mueller has brought forward, a more vigilant person supervising that investigation could be available to answer questions and could provide assurances that those were essential. I don't have any good brief to support Mr. Manafort as a person of high integrity and high character. But what I would say as an American, every single one of us is at risk if our association with a particular political individual, a congressman, a senator, governor, or even the president, is the basis for an examination into our lives. That is a dangerous circumstance for any of us to be in. And an attorney general that doesn't have the ability to interject with either an assurance as to why such an investigation is occurring, or to be able to say it is being stopped, is an attorney general that is not fully capable of handling the interests of the Department of Justice.
Yeah, this thing was, I don't know if Jeff Sessions just was overly sensitive because it was his colleagues that were confirming him there in the Senate. And of course, of all people, you know, after everything is all said and done, it's Al Franken who gets him to make the statement that he would recuse himself. And of course, here we are with, you know, 12, 14 months later, Al Franken is leaving the Senate in embarrassment. And then, of course, here we are today, up to date. What's the first thing the Democrats want? They want Matt Whitaker to recuse himself. I mean, look at, we need a government that's fully operational. You can't bring somebody into a government position and say, well, Horace, I want you to be the attorney general, but I only want you to operate on three cylinders. I know you got four, but I want that cylinder set aside and you just operate on three. How is that fair to the American people who are paying for all four cylinders?
Well, absolutely. And by the way, there are legitimate arguments to be made about what actions policymakers make that influence a criminal investigation. We absolutely want people to understand that criminal investigations shouldn't be the subject of political interference. But we also want to make sure that legitimate questions that are being undertaken in the name of criminal justice are not actual abuses. We have seen in the United States a move starting in the late 40s and 50s toward using certain tactics against the mob, the syndicate, the mafia, yeah, that we have tolerated under the theory that if a person is threatening to kill every member of the jury, then we won't be able to get a good jury trial, we will sequester that jury, and we won't allow the individual to even come in and confront and appear in the jury trial. What we haven't ever done is say we're going to do the same thing for securities violation, we're going to do the same thing for income tax violation. And in the case of Bob Mueller, we are seeing the exceptions in cases where no particular evidence is presented that it involves Russian collusion. If Russian collusion is so serious that we must use these techniques, at minimum, we should show how the individuals that we are targeting are involved in some manner of collusion. A working attorney general, a responsible person to the American people, would be able to stand up and explain that. Where we are right now, as I said, is that we are going to have an interim head who is going to act as the person responsible for the entire department until such time as a permanent head is named. If progressives do not like Mr. Whitaker, then they should encourage their counterparts in the United States Senate to act quickly so that a Senate-confirmed individual who can answer some questions in advance is in place at the Department of Justice.
Exactly. Well, meanwhile, whether it's Matt Whitaker or the next confirmed attorney general, they've inherited this investigation. And you can't blame the president for calling it a bit of a witch hunt because, as you know, and you and I have discussed this before, a special counsel is predicated upon a crime. And still, after all this money that's been invested and all the hearings that have been done regarding this Russian collusion, there's still no crime to be laid out here, is there?
Well, that's the point. We've not seen any particular conviction that was shown to be related to Russian collusion. Saying you didn't cooperate with our investigation as to whether or not you were colluding and we're going to charge you with obstruction is still not evidence that you have gotten a conviction on the basis of collusion. Having gotten a person to say they plead guilty to lying when asked a question and still yet not getting that person to testify about someone who actually did engage in collusion, once again, has taken us far removed from the idea. What should have been done to the degree that the political branches of government were concerned about Russian collusion, the appropriate way would have been to have a special committee, maybe even a bicameral committee, created, not unlike what we did after 9/11, that sole purpose was to engage in a fact-finding activity to tell America what ultimately happened. Targeting individuals under the guise of fact-finding and leading to indictments of unrelated activities is an extremely dangerous technique. Every
step
along
the way, thing that Hillary Clinton warned about, right?
Every step along the way, when a prosecutor is undertaking activities, he has the responsibility of ensuring for the American people that his mission is to carry out the investigation of existing violations, not new ones, not searching against people because they're political enemies.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. Horace Cooper, always appreciate the insight. Former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Horace Cooper on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Horace.
Thanks for having me on.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. Find it at First Aid at Walgreens.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California's Camp Fire, as it's known, the deadliest in state history, and the death toll is rising.
New numbers as we learn at least 42 people have now been killed. DNA experts on scene as some of the people killed in their cars as flames jump roads and highways.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. Fire officials say the Camp Fire is now 30% contained. Two other people were killed in other fires that are still raging in the state of California. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen could be on her way out. The Washington Post is citing White House officials as saying that President Trump is looking to have Nielsen replaced as soon as possible amid his complaints over her record enforcing immigration policy. Co-creator of everything from Spider-Man to the X-Men comic book legend Stan Lee has died at 95. This is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the deadest, darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the brokenhearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Nikki Neely is with us, president and founder of Speech First, and here to talk about this recent national study on American college students' attitude toward exercising their right to free speech. Nikki, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this. I mean, a lot of conversation about the lack of free speech, though some would say, oh, I don't see the lack of free speech happening on our campus. But, gosh, you know, faculty buildings are being built up, burned up, all kinds of demonstrations that seem to want to stifle speech more than promote free speech. So, you know, what are the facts telling us according to the survey?
Sure. I mean, they're not good, for starters. The findings from this recent survey, which was done by the Buckley Program at Yale University, found that a majority of students self-censor themselves on a regular basis. 53% say they feel intimidated sharing their ideas in class because they're different than those of their professors. 54% say it's because they self-censor because their views are different than those of their classmates. I mean, those are really staggering statistics that students are just not opening their mouth because they feel that their views are unwelcome, or maybe they'll face a bad grade for it.
Nikki, has this been something that has been preeminent here in the recent years, or has this kind of been a gradual trend to where this self-censorship has taken place over the last couple of decades, let's say?
It's been trending. It's definitely definitely been trending upwards in the past couple years. I mean, this Buckley poll is a jump for over nine points over last year, and wow. So I think it's just it's going up and up. I mean, certainly as you see from the different protests on campus. People who express an opinion outside of the mainstream on college campuses, and, you know, that mainstream these days is very narrow and it's very far to the left, you're going to be shouted down. You're going to be attacked. Students might be doxxed. At the University of Texas a few months ago, there were students that were doing a pro-Kavanaugh protest, and their Antifa put their information on their website, were encouraging people to contact their employers and get them fired. I mean, what message does that send to students? If you have a viewpoint that is considered, you know, a little bit different, you might be scared to speak up, and that's not a good thing.
Well, we've seen professors get kicked out, no longer teaching, because they're outside of what is defined as the mainstream on the campus body politic, have we not?
Absolutely. I mean, for professors, even just something Socratic method. I mean, I saw something this morning. I thought it was a joke headline. It wasn't. But that students have with math anxiety and math trauma. I mean, I didn't like it either, but I did algebra. And so, I mean, if we are, you know, colleges, universities are not meant to be safe spaces. You learn by growing and challenging yourself. And universities, which is this place where you're supposed to be expanding your mind and, you know, developing and becoming, transitioning to an adult, is a place where you can't, and anything, any kind of discomfort is off limits. I mean, what is the point? Think about the cost of college these days. Are you paying $50,000 a year for your child to be safe and not think? I mean, come on.
Exactly. Yeah, and if you think not, wait till you see them at Thanksgiving when they come home for Thanksgiving dinner after a couple of months of reorientation, and you wonder, you know, what alien has grabbed a hold of the body of your child.
Definitely. And, you know, I think another really scary statistic is that a third of students polled believe that physical violence can be justified to prevent a person from using hate speech or making racially charged comments. And that, to me, just begs the question, well, who is defining what is hate speech, right? I mean, hate speech, in my mind, is very different than what college freshmen might be. It's very different than what the president might define hate speech as. And so, you know, to give somebody that kind of authority to shut down somebody using violence, I mean, violence is mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at what happened at Tucker Carlson's home. I mean, his wife and his four children are there, and Antifa comes. They storm the doors. Supposedly, they cracked a part of the door and, you know, pushing on it. And that, I mean, are you kidding me? They're accusing Tucker Carlson of hate speech, and Tucker Carlson is probably one of the few you know, commentators on television today that brings both sides on regularly, you know, so that, you know, people can understand, okay, what is the other side saying about this particular topic? So he has been a promoter of free speech and giving them place. In fact, it was suggested that maybe one of the people that happened to be in that Antifa crowd that left their Antifa logo on his driveway was somebody that was recently on his show.
Oh, that's awful. I mean, you know, violence is what happens when there is no speech. But that, to me, is what is so critical about what's going on campus these days, is what happens on campus doesn't stay on campus. These very illiberal, very dangerous ideas are bleeding over into the real world. And, I mean, to dox, to attack a mother and her children is just, that is beyond the pale. And there is no place on any side of the political spectrum for this.
Well, you know, we talk about firewalls these days. If we don't, you know, establish some firewalls and lines of demarcation between, you know, the representation, and I would say the misrepresentation of what real hate speech is all about, I mean, we're going to lose context here, just like the hashtag MeToo movement, which I believe was threatened and losing context as a result of the Kavanaugh hearing.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, one man's hate speech is another man's opinion. And what scares me about, you know, particularly a lot of these public college campuses, you know, political viewpoints, religious viewpoints are now being categorized by a lot of people as bigoted, as biased, and as hateful. And so, you know, if you can't have a discussion, well, I think this way. I disagree with you. I mean, what happened to civility and debate? Do you remember when high school debate was really cool and you know, you would
exactly.
have ideas back and forth? You know, the best argument is supposed to win. This is not, I mean, if you are supposed to, if you have to shut down your opponent because you are so scared, or you feel that your classmates are too frightened. fragile to hear a differing point of view. I mean, that to me is so patronizing and condescending. Let your colleagues make up their minds for themselves, but don't censor, don't shut down, don't shout down a speaker.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nikki, as we were saying previously, that, you know, I guess a memo to the millennials and these young kids that are the future of America. I want you to know that growth will happen in the valleys of life when things are really tough, and you've got to do the difficult scholarship of really knowing the topic. You owe that to your fellow Americans and those that you're having the discussion with. If you're truly interested in advancing, you know, the American cause and that which is win-win for everybody. But if we want to take the easy way out and just shout people down because, you know, because of emotion and not because of scholarship, I mean, to me, that is just blatant ignorance, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, you think free speech is one of the ways, the only ways that disenfranchised groups in this country have ever been able to get their word out. I mean, you think Martin Luther King wrote letters from a Birmingham jail. From jail. He was jailed because he was yes. He was violating a speech order. And so that's how, I mean, suffragists and abolitionists and civil rights activists that were fighting Jim Crow, their views were considered hateful, and people tried to shut them down and shout them down. And so to go and try to deny that to others is so sadly ironic. But, I mean, it's really the best tool we have to maintain our republic.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the Bill of Rights, I mean, this is the First Amendment. The First Amendment that our founding fathers said that was absolutely critical is having free speech. And this has been foundational to this country and the freedoms we enjoy. And you look back over the rich history, you take out free speech on any one of these issues, whether it had to do with slavery, the Civil War, I mean, go on and on. Boy, we would be in a mess. And right now we're in a crisis because we're trying to thwart free speech. I'm saying, look at, speak freely. Let's have that debate. Let's talk about this. This is healthy for the American fabric, for our American spirit. To shut people down is really ill-advised. It is it promotes a self-interest, and it really retards the growth and development of the 21st century America that we're living in and that we want to live in. I don't want to live in an America that becomes like all these other third world countries that because you hate your political opponent and because you squash speech, then you can go so far as what they did with Khashoggi. That's, to me, that's very frightful and very sad. Nikki Neely, president and founder of Speech First. Nikki, where can they go for more information, particularly on this 2018 Buckley Program survey? I take it it's linked on your website?
Yeah, it is at speechfirst.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your health care costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing health care for good.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the American, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we got Samantha Mile with us. Yes, the good news girl. If you go to BillMartinezLive.com, you get to see all the viral videos, because sometimes we just can't get to them all because they're just so good. Sam, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, terrific. Thank you so much, as always. I appreciate you, first of all, and I'm thankful for you. I know we're getting into the Thanksgiving season and all, so I just want you to know how much I appreciate what you do faithfully every week in entertaining our audience and doing all the hard work to, you know, check out all the different news stories and pick which viral videos we should be talking about, especially this week, which I thought was a really good response. And in fact, James Herson, our good friend, was talking about, you know, the Saturday Night Live apology to Dan Crenshaw. And you say it's the best political moment in years, right?
I think that was just a story. You know, it was number one trending on YouTube, or, you know, on YouTube yesterday. And mm-hmm. I thought a lot of people really appreciated it because it was just for a moment conservatives and, you know, liberals coming together and actually, like, making a joke and being kind. And, you know, anybody who saw that, they know, you know, people know what Pete said. They know mm-hmm. that he insulted this congressman for a war wound that he had. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it was just an incredibly disrespectful thing to do. And, you know, he did it. He apologized for it in the most respectful way he could. And I thought it was great that SNL had him on. And, it, you know, it just ended up being a really wonderful video that, yeah. You know, Dan Crenshaw just did a great job, like, laughing about it and being lighthearted. And then, you know, really honoring our vets, especially for it being Veterans Day. It was like a perfect time to do this.
Well, and for Saturday Night Live, it you know, they were taking a hit on their brand on this. I mean, the response was immediate. People didn't like the satire. They thought it was very very crude and offensive to all vets, as you say, going into, you know, the Veterans Day holiday and commemorations and everything like that. But for Pete Davidson and Saturday Night Live to come back and demonstrate, you know, to the world and to America, you know, this is what civility looks like, is that, you know, sometimes for the sake of comedy or, you know, maybe just getting, you know, getting too quick here, we can get ahead of our thinking and our heart and say things that are regrettable. But, you know, hey, there's nothing wrong with apologizing. And what's really good about this is that Dan Crenshaw came on and forgave him. You know, so this, and what does that do? That restores the, and I think that, you know, as you say, based on the response and the trend on YouTube of this, the people were really touched by this.
And, you know, something else Dan Crenshaw did was he acknowledged what Pete's dad had done, you know,
because
Pete's dad died in 9/11. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a really classy move on his part. And
well, I'll tell you, that was touching. When he mentioned that, I don't know about you, but that brought tears to my eyes. I mean, that was really genuine, and I thought it was very cool of Dan to note that, you know, for Pete and his family like that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I think SNL is kind of a show that it has a lot of liberal kind of leaning jokes, but I think that was a moment they really brought each other together. And Pete even said at the end, I don't know if you could hear him, he's like, you know, you're a really good guy. And it's just great to hear people being able to kind of put aside their differences and laugh and then honor our country all at the same time. It's something we don't see enough these days.
Exactly. It's what apology and forgiveness looks like. And everybody wins. Everybody wins when that happens.
That's right.
Your next story is about a garbage man who pulls a 93-year-old into a truck as a campfire spreads. I mean, you know, these fires that have been taking place all over the country, particularly in California, I mean, you're hearing all kinds of heroic stories. But tell us about this one.
Well, Margaret Newsom, she began her day, as she always says, she's 93 years old, and her caregiver was already gone for the day, and she lives in Paradise in California. And
Right where the fire was at, right?
Absolutely. And so she has a garbage man that she calls, he's a waste management driver, and she just calls him like her personal guy because he's so good at what he does, which, you know, it's interesting that he goes so far above and beyond. His name's Dan Ray Cummings. And, you know, he had actually been told that he was able to go ahead and leave for the day, that the fires were getting too close, but he knew this area had older residents that would need checking on, and he went by to check, and it's a good thing he did. He ended up picking her up, helping getting her picked up and making sure she got to safety. And, you know, he finished his route. When everybody else was told they could go home, he just wanted to make sure that this woman and the other people on his route were safe. I mean, talk about going above and beyond your job or what you're expected to do. Most people wouldn't have even thought about helping anybody else in the route. It would just been like, okay, I'm going home, you know. Everybody has to get out of here. We have to do what we're doing. And this guy didn't. And I just think, you know, people like that are going to be the heroes that really keep this nation going and, you know, save people from these devastating tragedies.
Yeah, Sam, I know that in fairness, you know, the headline refers to him as a garbage man. And I think that, you know, these personnel have wanted to change the title. And what are they referred to now as waste management? You know, I'm not sure what is the correct term for them. But, you know, I know the headline. Go ahead.
They call him a waste management driver now. You know, like the headline says garbage man, but that's not how he's referred to in the article.
Yeah, I don't want to refer to him that way, and because I mean, certainly what he did is you know, this is the better angels of our humanity coming out like this. But it seems to me that this gentleman, this is what he does. This is how he lives his life on a daily basis, and you know, as a waste management driver. I mean, and to save this 93-year-old, wow. What a neat story. And of course, we hear and have seen the footage of what happened there in Camp Paradise. Was that what it was, the name of the area?
Yeah, it's called Paradise.
Yeah.
That's what they called it. And, I mean, thank goodness there's no telling what would have happened to Ms. Newsom. So I'm so thankful that he was there at the right time in the right place.
Well, congratulations to him. And again, it reminds us of our better angels that reside in most of our humanity. This next story about a pet detective reunites a veteran with a service dog. What's with that?
Well, anybody who knows anything about, you know, service dogs knows that these are not just any dogs. It's not something you could just buy anywhere. They've been specially trained. And this vet, he actually had, he's an Air Force veteran from Lando Lake, Florida. And he had suffered from PTSD, so this was like an emotional support dog for him. Mm-hmm. And Sandy Girl was in the car when he had to go to the hospital after a car accident, and he had asked mm-hmm. the people to take him to one of his neighbors. Well, he found out later, after he got out of the hospital 3 days later, that the neighbor didn't have her. So he ends up hiring a pet detective, and he's losing hope, and he's offering an award, and the pet detective goes through a series of things and finds out that this dog had been abandoned, and another person had taken him in and was able to reunite her with the owner. And, you know, I don't think people realize how important a dog can be, especially, you know, to somebody who's suffered PTSD, or, you know, people that have different health issues where they might have seizures or something like that. These service dogs are not just a pet. There's so much more. And I think that that's really, you know, that's something that we all need to remember. I'm so glad to hear that they were restored 21 days or 22 days later. That's a crazy amount of time to fast.
Exactly. It must have been pretty stressful, you know, for this vet. And thank God it ends well here. Now, this next one, a 92-year-old who loves going on bike rides is blessed with a bike that they call a blessing bike, huh?
I love this. I love this story. So this actually is like a seat. It looks like a wheelchair that goes in front of a bicycle. They had it specially made. Rosemary Source. She's from Idaho. She's 92 years old, like you said, and she's always loved going on bike rides, but she can't ride around like she used to. So for her birthday, Rosemary's daughter Jill Hauser had the idea to build this bike, and she'd seen something like it online, and she decided that they could use a old rusted cargo bike from Craigslist, and then they repainted it, and they just have her mom riding around all over the place, and she said it's amazing the responses they've gotten. You know, her mom said, there's nothing like this. You can't look up and see the sky like this when you're in the car. And, you know, I'm sure it's a really wonderful bonding experience. I think this should be something that actually is like for sale for other people to do.
We're going to start something here. I mean, you know, talking about this is awesome. Hey, we got about a minute and a half left, and I wanted to touch on this fisherman who pulls a toddler from the ocean. The response was, this is a freakish miracle, right?
It really is. So this is on October 26th, and, you know, this fisherman actually was in a different spot than he normally would be. Mm-hmm. He decided, his name's Gus Hutt, and, you know, he had just gone to a little bit of a different spot than he would normally be, and then he saw what he thought was a floating porcelain doll floating down, and then he heard a little squeak, and he thought, oh, my God, it's a baby, and it's alive. Apparently, this little baby had been camping with his parents, and he's 18 months old, and when they weren't looking, you know, as little children will do, he wandered off, and they could see the little footprints in the sand where he had walked into the water. Apparently he was only in there for, it was like 50 feet apart from where he walked into the water, and this fisherman found him. And, you know, if it had just been a minute later, there's no telling what would have happened. And, you know, Gus was just in the right place at the right time. And
Well, Sam, we got to leave it there. There's a couple other great stories you're going to want to check out at our website, BillMartinezLive.com. Look for Sam's Corner. And, Sam, if they want to send you an email and give you a heads up on a particular story, how do they do that?
They just email me at samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
There it is. Samantha Mao, I'm Bill Martinez Live, the Good News Girl. Thank you, Sam.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
What if there was a social